Welcome, everyone, once again to the Advice Show on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, as always, the Advice Show. We have Ms. Gabriella on the line as well. How you doing, Ms. Gabriella?
I'm fine, thank you.
Ms. Gabriella always says thank you. It's like a tradition, I'm noticing.
Yeah, well, that's how I was raised. I'm sorry. I'm so, like,
oh, they
I was raised to be polite. So.
You're raised to be polite. Yeah, I guess what she could say, shoot, I'm good, nigga. She could say that.
Yeah, I could be like, what's good, nigga? You know.
Yeah, but tonight's topic is people that buy designer items would always want a discount. So I saw a video made about a few days or so ago, my brother was dressed up, you know, real nice and telling the truth. I said, man, this brother telling the truth and he not looking like no thug or anything. I said, I like brothers like that. That's what got me to listen to him when I saw the way he's dressed. Now, his name is Brad Bathgate. He's an author as well. So I'm going to go ahead and bring him into the show right now. Hey,
what's
Brad.
What's up, everybody? How you guys doing? I'm all right in this show for my man. Chilling.
All right.
Working like always.
Hey, man, brothers got to stay working. So let me ask you a question. I saw your video. How long have you been uploading videos?
I just started uploading videos I've been doing it for about a year now. I got the iPhone. That was like the best thing I could have bought in the last 10 years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the iPhone. You know, it just got a lot on my mind, and I feel like the world needs to hear it. So I just walked down the street recording myself. People call them my ghetto soliloquies.
Okay.
But the only reason people don't like what I say is because I'm blunt, I'm brutally honest, and I'm saying things that they probably never heard before because they're so used to being lied to. You know, I talk about relationships. I talk about black-on-black crime. I talk about black people wanting things. I talk about people wanting something for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. Nothing in America is free. You know, you gotta earn your way as you go.
Exactly.
That's the way the country is designed. I can't do anything about it. I just go along with the rules for now.
No, let me ask you a question. What's the word? What's like the one thing you've said that got you the most heat?
Out of my videos, probably ghetto grandmas. I was saying how grandmas ate in the bed, all their daughters' bullshit. While she go, you know, they'll babysit for the daughter. While she rip and run the streets and go out and make another baby. And the grandmother, you know, because the grandmother is a nurturer by nature. So she's not going to tell her daughter no. She's not going to put her foot down like she's supposed to. So that's probably the one I got the most heat for. And then I got another one that's called, one called Three Things I Know About Women. I got a lot of heat over that one.
Okay, let's back up to the grandma one because I want to know, what was some of the heat, what was being said? Was it by men? Was it by women? Who?
No, I was just saying, it goes all the way back to slavery, and I was saying how black women are putting, I was saying how the government gives a woman everything she needs to tell a man, fuck you, I don't need you. It gives her food, clothing, and shelter, and that's why you have so many single women talking about, I'm strong, black, and independent, and I don't need a man. That's because the government is a man. And I was basically saying the government, I was saying basically the grandma aids and abet all her daughter's bullshit. You know, she goes out and let her daughter make babies and never tells her what she's doing is wrong. Oh, and another one I was talking about is I was saying grandma used to be a slut. That's why she goes to church now. Because I was saying when she was young, she was ripping and running the streets. She was hot and horny. And she was ripping and running, you know, dating, fucking in the backseat of cars and all that. But now that she's got older and she's wiser, she can't rip and run like she used to. Now she wants to go to church and seek redemption with God right before she dies. So this is why she's pointing the finger at the young girls, telling them what they're doing is wrong. But she did it too.
I know exactly
how
that feels.
And I thought I'd get a lot of heat over that one.
So basically, you're saying grandma's just a reform hoe.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Ooh, yeah, I know you caught some heat on that one because them females don't like to hear that truth.
I thought I should change it to grandma's a reform hoe, and then I was talking about how preachers are really pimps.
Oh yeah,
I was saying the preachers are pimp, and I was saying the main reason grandma goes, you know, the main reason a lot of single women go to church is because I was saying the Holy Ghost is a self-triggered orgasm. I said, when the woman is hooting and hollering, I was saying, basically, I was saying, like, if you have a wet dream, you're not having physical contact, but you're still getting an orgasm in your sleep. I said, basically, the church is the same thing. You're feeling the music, you like what the preacher's saying, and then you let your body go. And I was saying that the Holy Ghost is a soul-triggered orgasm. It's just like having sex without somebody touching you.
Yeah, now some you talking about the church and some of the females in church. Man, some of the females in church are the biggest hoes on the block. They be twerking in the club.
Yeah.
They be twerking in the club.
Well, that's why they,
come
that's
praise
the reason
Lord.
They go to church. That's why they go. Because, you know, we're taught that what we feel by nature is wrong, and it's not wrong. Sex is a primal instinct. But we're taught that it's wrong to have sex out of wedlock. But everybody's not going to get married. It's an unrealistic expectation.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand exactly what you're saying.
Everybody can't get married. Everybody's not going to get married. So being that everybody's not going to get married, the urge to have sex is still going to be there. So you're going to have sex out of wedlock. And then right then and there, you feel guilty about having sex out of wedlock. So now you got to run to church to seek redemption. And church is a reset button. You go to church, you seek redemption, you don't feel guilty no more. But then the urge to have sex comes up again. So you're going to have sex, feel guilty, run back to church. So that's why church is a revolving door. Because you're always going to feel guilty about your sexual urges. But not having sex is just like not drinking water or not eating food. And that's my theory and how I see it. You following me?
Yo, yeah, I'm following you all the way. I'm just listening because you're telling the truth, man. It's like, you know, these females go to church all the time, want to say praise the Lord or Hail Mary or whatever. And like I said, they be tricking and everything else. But then if on top of that, them same females be trying to sleep with the preacher too.
Exactly.
The preacher, right.
That's why
preacher,
I mean, a lot of people don't even want to go to church anymore. I have a lot of friends that I myself, sometimes I feel like I've almost completely distant myself from the Black Christian church because I just don't even want to be associated with that because that is to me, the Black Christian church is one of the most hypocritical groups of people on the planet.
Well,
the most, and the most hateful.
And that's what people don't like about me. What I was trying to say, I was trying to break it down in one of my videos. I was saying the preacher's a pimp, and what I was saying is during slavery, and after, you know, during slavery, a white man could get all the pussy he wanted from black women. But then after slavery, when black people went their way and white people went their way, the white man had to risk his life and go through the worst black ghettos in America to get some black pussy. So what he had to do is he needed a middleman, and the pastor was the middleman. And the pastor said, I got Sister So-and-so over here. I'll send it to your house. And that's how Sister So-and-so would go see, you know, Mr. Reynolds, a white man, and Mr. Reynolds would give her some money for the pussy, and then she would take the money back and give it to the church. And that's how the pastor became the pimp.
Wow. Yeah, it is, man. It's crazy. But,
basically how it happens.
Now,
go ahead. I'm just...
Yeah. So let me try to pull it back here for a second. Now, I got these two calls, and I'm reading some other comments I had received about the kind of topic. So let me see if somebody been holding for a minute. Let me see if they got a question for you, brother, about these people being cheap, man. I can't stand people being cheap. So let's see what they got here. Eric Cole, 404, you on the show.
Oh, no, I'm just listening.
Okay, thank you, brother. Let's see, here we got Eric Cole 229, you on the show.
Oh, yeah, I'm kind of just listening in, too, right at the moment. But I might jump in a little bit later. But if I think I heard correctly, I think y'all were discussing, y'all were talking about the black church, right?
Yeah, it came up, yeah.
Yeah, and I agree with y'all wholeheartedly on that, man. I don't get me wrong, you know, I'm not totally against the church, but when it comes to the black church, the hypocrisy is just
unreal.
It's extremely great, man. And you know, the previous guy that you were talking with, he made some good points, man. When he was talking about the pastor being the pimp.
Yeah, that's how it is. Go ahead, I'm listening.
Yo, go ahead.
Look, what I was saying is that's how the pastor became. That's how the pastor became the pimp, you know, because black people, when we went our way and they went their way, we had ghettos to go to. We weren't middle class. We had ghettos. We had slums. We had dope fiends and drug dealers and bank, you know. So white men had to leave their suburbs to get their freak on and go through the worst black ghettos in America. And he would risk his life and go through the ghetto to get some pussy. So he needed a mediator, and the pastor was the mediator. And that's how the pastor became the pimp. So the white man would give the black girl some money for some pussy, and then she would take the money back and give it to the pastor and donate it to, you know, to the her tithes or whatever they call it. And that's why that's pretty much how it got started. And, you know, that's pretty much how it got started, and that's what is going on today, pretty much. You know, that's why it's always a church full of single women, you know, looking for a man, praying and hoping for a man. And it's an unrealistic expectation because the world is not equal. The world is not fair. There's not equal men born to equal women. It's unrealistic.
Yeah.
So some women just are not going to get married. But TV,
I agree.
The media
endorses
this to make people. Yeah, I'm listening.
No, he was saying he agreed with you.
Yeah, and the media makes every woman think that they're going to get married one day. And that's bullshit, because every woman is not going to get married.
Especially in this day and time with feminism.
Right.
Exactly.
And all that other shit is another a different subject also, too. I can go into that also. But that's basically what it is.
Feminism. Feminism, to me, feminism, that, you know, that's really one of the main factors, to me, in my opinion, that has really separated the black community. Because, I mean, when you got so many women out here thinking that they don't need a man for nothing, and you know what I'm saying, and they to the point where, you know, they feel like they can fend for themselves, you know, and that's not to say that. You know, women.
I'm hearing some background.
That.
Give me a second, brother. I'm hearing some background noise from somebody, somewhere with some noise. I don't know where.
That's me. I'm in New York. There's a lot of buses and stuff.
Okay. I got you.
Yeah.
But he's basically saying the right thing as far as the feminine movement. That all started with the lesbian movement. It was just a divide and conquer ploy, if you ask me. And women always talk about they're strong, black, and independent. And it's bullshit. Basically, it's bull.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just unrealistic. But it's the same thing with telling gays that gay is natural. That's just a divide and conquer point to eliminate the population, if you ask me. But I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist. But that's just my opinion.
Also, you got to understand. That back in prior to the 70s, homosexuality was considered a mental disorder.
It is.
Yeah, exactly.
It was just as much as racism is a mental disorder as well.
Yeah. You're gonna be hitting a lot of people with that one, because you know how there's a large amount of gay people these days. So.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I'm just telling you the fact of the mental health, community at that time period. Prior to the 70s, it was considered a mental disorder.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can go research that. It's not me making it up.
I've seen TV shows where they'll sit there and they'll have like a gay man and they'll make it. Well, it was like an advertisement or whatever, and they had like a short little clip and they were showing a gay man driving around and they were like playing all this scary music and they're like, oh well, you know. Watch out for gay people and this and that. So they were almost making it seem like a gay person was just like a monster or a predator on the community.
Exactly.
So I understand it was,
And you'll be surprised at the number of things now that would have been considered taboo back in the day that are going on now.
And
today that I don't know if y'all heard about it, not just like the NBA player that came out.
I heard about that.
He's like the first active NBA player. Actually, he's the first active professional player to come out at all. You know?
Yeah.
And just think about it. Years ago, like the advice show was saying, if he would have did that back in the day, they would have looked at him like he was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
This is the thing. You know, this guy, you know, I don't get why everybody got to announce what they do in their bedroom. That's my thing. Why you got to announce that to everybody? Like, why? I don't get that. I don't announce nothing like that. I don't say okay.
Right.
You know, and just make a big scene and big to do.
Yeah,
that's why I told you. If your relationship with God is so personal, why do you have to tell everybody?
Mm-hmm.
But back to something about the free 99 and all that. Yeah, I go through that all the time about people thinking things are free, they should get a discount, and these are always people. Like even in New York City, you got to pay to get on the train, but it's always these guys with new sneakers on that don't have money to get on the train. And you know, like our people, black people, we more about the things, we're all about material things that we can't afford just to look good, to impress people that we don't like.
Now, why do you think that got started?
Well, it's just low self-esteem. We can't be happy with, you know, it's cool to be a white dude is cool to walk around with dirty sneakers. But in the ghettos, in the black neighborhoods, it's not cool to walk around with dirty sneakers on. You rarely see young guys with dirty sneakers on today. And I remember when I was growing up, I used to have holes in my sneakers and everything. You don't see that today. You know, and then it's funny just the way the styles change and holes in your clothes and all of that. But, you know, people just feel like things should be given to them. And like I told you, these are the same people that you would invite to your home, and they'll pick up something that belongs to you. It may not be valuable, but it has some sentimental value to you. And you won't even know it's missing until 2 or 3 years later. Somebody will bring up the subject about it. You'll wonder where it happened to yours. Then you realize somebody stole it from you. So, you know, it's just not cool to be around people that's always looking for something for nothing. You got to pay as you go in this world.
Sure, I can't stand people that try to go in my refrigerator. You want to see me look at you crazy over my refrigerator.
And that is my biggest thing. People always walk in the house and think that they can do that. That is so annoying. Especially black folks. They'll walk right in your house. The first thing they do, they don't even say, oh, hey, how you doing? The first thing they do is make a beeline for the refrigerator, open it up, and be like, oh, let me get some of that. I think that's the most disrespectful thing ever.
No, I ain't never seen that before. I've never seen that before.
That's a Southern thing because I look at them in a minute. I'm like, did you pay for something in here?
And where are you guys located?
Well, North Carolina.
I'm in Houston.
Oh, Houston and North Carolina?
Yeah. And I'm in Florida, but it's like that down here, too. They'll do the same thing here.
Well, you'll see I got a video. I said all black ghettos, all black neighborhoods are the same. We all got the same mentality. You could be from New York City, you could be from Houston, you could be from Florida. We all got that mentality that somebody owes us something. And nobody's going to give.
You sound like you got some interest in takes on stuff. What's your YouTube name?
I'm Brad Bathgate. I'm Brad Bat, BradBathGate. Brad Bathgate. And I just keep it 100, man. I got people right now that's upset with me over the things I say when I go in the barbershop, it starts arguments. You know, I just keep it honest. Black people are just so used to being bullshitted that we're used to it and we're accustomed to it. And if there's no bullshit involved, we think something is wrong with it.
Brad, let me ask you a question. Why black folks always want to have a token Negro savior? Why is that?
Well, I mean, that's how it is. He just set up, I mean, like they use Jay-Z for a token savior. They use this gay guy to come out the closet as a token savior. I feel like they use black people because it's easier to swallow. It's easier to digest when they hear it coming from a black person. And that's how it is in the black neighborhoods. That's why you got, like, the black preachers are sellouts, the black churches are sellouts. You know, there's no black voice that's going to speak for the masses.
Mm-hmm.
There's always a sellout. There's always somebody getting money under the table. You know, got the big dogs with their hand in their pocket. And, you know,
They get to live. It's been that way forever, man. It's been that way on the plantation. It's that way in black neighborhoods now.
Now, like one of my favorite guys around here, like I said, and I wish he was national, Brother Quanell Ick. And I just like the way he talk. You know, he tell the truth, he tell it. And I put up even some of his videos, like, on my channel, you know, with him telling the truth about some things within a debate with Matt Patrick from KTRH Radio here in Houston. And, I mean, this dude be going off, and he be telling the truth. And you like, you can't get over on him. They can't stand him around here. They hate him. They hate him.
Who is that, Quanell West?
Quanell Ick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Quanell X?
Yeah, Quanell X. Yeah, if you look at Quanell X, you and listen to what he says, I'm telling you, you're like, dog, man, that dude be talking. Like, for instance, he talks.
Is he from the Nation of Islam?
No. He's a New Black Panther Party.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, out of Houston.
I heard this, huh? Oh, okay.
Yeah, but he, like I said, he don't be telling people to hate people or nothing like that. The only thing he fight for is just to be fair. That's it. And like I said, I'm not no nationalist or none of that stuff, but I'm just saying that I like what the brother says about being fair, and he be telling them to their face, and they can't stand it. And I like people like that that's going to tell the truth.
Right,
so,
but you're only going to live once. That's my theory. So I'm going to say what I got to say. You're only going to live one time, so what's the point in biting my tongue? And, you know, if you don't like what I say, then don't be around me. It's real simple.
And that's crazy, because the more you talk like that, the more they can't stand what you got to say. That's the more they want to listen.
Yeah, I got some girls right now that's mad at me some of the things I talk about. And I didn't realize that it was an old friend of mine, well, ex-girlfriend, that didn't like what I had to say. So she joined Facebook under a different name, and she started dogging me on Facebook about, you know, the turmoil that I was going through. Because
oh,
you don't
God.
Think I got
you
my
got
act
stalkers?
Together. Yeah.
You got online stalkers?
Yeah.
Gabriella, he just joined the club.
Yeah, my life is not perfect. I went through some financial problems, and she put all my business on Facebook. But like I tell people, I'm a public figure. Huh?
I say the Black Widow.
Yeah. But it don't bother me because my life is an open book. And I knew once I decided to go public with my, you know, with my views that people would attack me. So it don't matter to me. You know, I don't care.
Do whatever to try to tear you down, but you will sit there and put information out that everybody knows, so it's kind of stupid at the end of the day.
Right,
it is stupid
and
at the end of the day.
All this bad stuff about me, that means she's bad too, because she was around me for so long. You know, birds of a feather flock together. Show me your friends, and I'll tell you who you are. So if I'm bad, that means you bad for hanging around me.
Okay,
eagles
hey.
Don't hang out with crows.
Okay, area code 757. You on the show? What's your name?
It's Tanya.
Tanya 757. Okay, how you doing, Tanya? You got anything to say to the guests or got any questions?
Nah, I just like listening to y'all. Agree with what you're saying. It's tough out here in the black community.
Okay. It's tough in the world too. That's the point. Black people need to understand that the world ain't fair. It's cold. It's bitter. Don't nobody care
look
about.
Yeah, I was raised up in the projects. Air better 15 years, so I get a front row seat to all the clowns and the mishaps.
Where are you from?
Norfolk, Virginia.
Norfolk, Virginia.
They just had this big riot like out there in Virginia Beach where the college little thing what they had going on down there at the oceanfront. And they all went down there, the young black folks went down there and tore it up, fighting, shooting, stabbing, and robbing.
Yeah, and it's like, to me, if you put a pack of dogs in the cage, they're cool. But once they start getting hungry and stressed out, then they start fighting each other. And nothing gets settled by them killing each other in the cage. And it's just, I just don't understand our theory and our logic. And, you know, we just got to be smarter in the way we do things, black people do. And we don't think outside the box, and we're afraid to think outside the box because we're afraid to be, you know, be made fun of when things don't go the way we want them to go.
Yeah,
you know,
the thing that tripped me out about them, right, they raise their little kids, right, and from a young age, they teaching them to cuss and do the twerking things and everything. Then they go to school and cuss out the teacher. Then they come home and want to beat the shit out of them. I'd be like,
yeah, and beating ain't going to help. Beating,
you taught
them
that. You set them up to do that, and then they're going to get in trouble at school. Then you they're going to get a notice and come home. Then you're going to beat the mess out of them because you taught them that.
Mm-hmm.
You're setting up. They're setting up their kids. They idolize drug dealers. Then their sons grow up and want to be drug dealers, shooting people, turning out mamas to get hooked on drugs. Their kids got to suffer. Then they crying and wondering why their sons turn out like that. You idolized it when they was young. You glorified it.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's
and
like
the cycle just repeats itself. And a lot of these children go, you know, they drop out of high school, and then they go right to jail. And they feed the prison industrial system, and the cycle just repeats itself.
Well, you were saying something about black people, and you like I said, I firmly believe what Chris Rock said, and I hold on to that. The problem in the black community is this. You got black people versus niggas. That's exactly what it is. And the nigger behavior has run amok. Now, during the civil rights movement, you had black people, and the niggerdom was very low. Now, the niggerdom has just gotten out of control. And believe it or not, that nigger behavior, that ignorance, has spread everywhere now. It ain't just black folks acting this way in society. Okay?
Yeah.
I definitely want to put that out there. I mean, everybody's acting like niggers now. You get what I'm saying?
It's cool to be stupid, really.
They glorify this
they could get a handle on that. You know how they need to get a handle on that? Get with the parents. The parents and the aunties and the grandmas, I done seen it firsthand, is teaching these kids this. Because I seen a little 7-year-old the other day, her mama go real hard and gangster. I'm going to grow up and be just like my mama. If they would start arresting and finding these mamas that's raising the kids, the aunts and the grandmas, you can get a handle on this bullying. They full of BS.
But that's the real problem. I'm going to tell you the real problem. You're saying to get the women straight. No. The fact of the matter is we got to stop having all these kids with no fathers. Mm-hmm. That's the problem.
That's right.
That's the problem. These
that's
kids
right,
are
nip it at course.
Looking at drug dealers and gang members as father figures. I remember one time I seen that Gangland show, and they had a brother on there say he never had his father in his life. And he looked up to the gang leader like a father. He said, man, he was like my father. He was just so impressive, and he just had so much power and command, and I wanted to be so much like him. I mean, to listen to a grown man say things like that, I mean, that's sad.
Yeah.
He was so impressed with another grown man.
Look at here. I had a mother tell the daughter, she in her early 20s, say, my mama raised me up the whole time telling me, as long as you got that thing between your legs, you should never be broke. Instead of telling her, go out there and work 2-3 jobs and go to school and better yourself, she going to tell her daughter coming up, as long as you got the thing between your legs, you should never be broke. Ain't that some mess?
That's disgusting.
Yeah, that is disgusting. Telling her baby.
But I know parents have tough daughters mess like that. They say, well, you know,
What kind of future we got? You know what I'm saying? With the stuff they being taught, it's sad.
But you know what, though? Aside from that, I think a lot of the problem in the black community is that a lot of our older folks get amnesia. And what I mean by that is that a lot of our older, the parents, a lot of them, kind of like what she was saying, is that they do a lot of this stuff when they was younger, or some of them still do it. And then they look down on the kids like, what's wrong with this generation? Why are they doing this? When it was a problem with you to begin with. It was a problem with the parent to begin with.
Yeah, that's true. The cycle.
You know, but they want to throw it all off on the kid. Like, why are they doing this? Why are they so bad? Because y'all are part of the problem yourselves. That's why.
I done seen it first row seat.
Hey, let me step in here. So, area code 832, local Houston number. What's going on, bro? Area code 832, you on the show? Yeah, I guess he can't hear me. 832? Hold on, get your call back. Hey, Brad, are you buying some trains or something, brother?
Nah, that was a truck going by. You know, New York is noisy as hell. But my phone battery is going dead, so my phone cut off. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Okay. All right. We'll keep the conversation going. But check it out. What you think?
Yeah,
well, yeah, New York, boy, yeah, New York, it ain't like that down here in Texas, man. Mm-hmm. It's like, not at all. All that.
What, you mean noisy?
Yeah, it ain't like that.
Oh, it's noisy as hell. I was in South Carolina one day, and I thought I was going deaf. It was so quiet. Because in New York, you hear noise every day. But New York, back to these begging-ass people. New York is full of begging people, and I don't mean to say something bad about that, but that's the way the whole system is designed.
Don't bring up that begging people. I just went through pure hell with my name.
And it gives you everything you need, and it takes you. See, what welfare does is welfare kills your creative thinking. Because as long as you know you got food
stamps. They selling the food stamps for dope and beer.
Oh, but yeah.
I wrote a poem about that. I got booed at the Apollo for saying that. I got booed at the Apollo. I'll tag you the video if you want to see it. But that's what the whole system is designed to kill your creative spirit.
You know this black lady gets $750 worth of food stamps. About the 15 of the month, she ain't got no more food stamps because you're taking care of a man.
Yeah, well, that's the way the system is designed, man. That's
filling
the
way up the manhouse.
I mean, well, you got to make money somehow. So what they do is they'll sell the food stamps for 50 cents on the dollar because they aren't working. And you sometimes, I've seen people that have six kids and they get $1,000 worth of food stamps. And they got bills to pay. They want to get their hair done. They want to get their nails done. They want to go out and get a Coogi outfit so they can go out to the club.
Yeah.
So they'll sit there and sell them food stamps, 50 cents on the dollar, run out of food stamps. Kids be sitting there eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and top ramen every night.
Yeah.
While the mom is over there financing some man. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
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 How can I tag the video to the video of me saying that same thing you guys are saying right now? It's in a poem I wrote. It was called Keeping It Real, and I got booed at the Apollo, but the Apollo made me take that one down because I don't own the rights to the Apollo. But then I made another video about that. But, you know, it's just like, it's just, everything is going in reverse. It's killing black people's creative spirit. They don't see it. They think it's cute to be dumb. It's cute to walk around with holes in your clothes and all that other stuff. Nobody wants to get dressed up, wear shoes no more. And action is in part due to rap music and us using the N-word so freely. We don't even see it. But it is what it is, man. And I guess my thing is, like, the only thing you could do is just teach as you go and be an example.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I see it.
Not
because
the
bigger picture, nobody wants to hear it.
No, nobody never want to hear the truth. They don't want to hear the truth.
Right, so there's only
situation.
A small few that you're going to be able to touch.
Exactly.
And, right, there's only a small few. But that's the way black people are, man. It's sad. And, you know, it's sad. But, I mean, there are other races that are just as bad, but I'm only worried about black people because I'm black and that's where I come from. But nobody likes what I got to say, so I figured I'm just make a living, sell them my books, and if you want to hear it, you want to hear it. If you don't, then I'm going to just keep it moving. But that's what I do.
The mama's... These young mamas at home with the kids smoking blunts with them, drinking with them, you know. It's terrible.
Yeah, and they're twerking all over the place. You got mothers with 3-4 kids twerking on Facebook and twerking on YouTube and, you know, all this stuff. It's like, female, you are a mother. What is wrong with you? I mean, your child will see that one day.
They think it's cute. They call them. They think it's cute. They be laughing and looking, and, you know, they think it's cute. My child, girl twerking.
Yeah.
She's 3 years old. Look at her.
It's not
glorified.
I saw this one video.
Guys,
I
don't mean to cut you guys off, but I got to get ready to get out of here because my battery's going to die.
All right,
I got to hurry up and catch this train. But I really appreciate talking to you guys.
Okay.
And I'm Brad Bathgate. Hit me up on, I'm Brad Bathgate on Facebook, too. And I'm always the same time.
I already shared
the
link in the chat box so people can find you there.
Okay, and everything we're talking about right now, and I'm always putting it on my Facebook. I like to create controversy because agitation is what gets the dirt out.
All right, good deal, brother.
All right, man. All right,
man. You guys have a good night. And thank you again very much.
Oh, thank you for sharing your words of wisdom, brother.
Oh, can I set up my book?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, my book is a book of poems, and it's called Corner Stores in the Middle of the Block.
All right.
And it's available on eBay. I don't have a website. Don't buy it from Amazon because Amazon robs me. Do not buy it from Amazon. Use eBay. It's called Corner Stores in the Middle of the Block.
Corner Stores in the Middle of the Block. Okay, y'all check that out on
eBay.com. Can I email it to you?
Yes, you can.
All right, I'll email it to you. Thanks a lot, y'all.
All right, thank you, brother.
All right, peace. Have a good night, all right?
All right. All right.
Hey, let me say this. Before we get on to something else, right? I noticed one of my neighbors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Her old man and everything, you know, they both struggling trying to pay the bills. Sisters need to stand up and stop letting these men run over them, supposed to be controlling the household. When your man falling or ain't doing right, you need to shift gears and stand up and take over, take control. Her man was taking the money, going out buying cocaine. I want to tell her so bad, but I ain't do it. So her phone was getting turned off, her Vepco getting turned, her lights and everything getting turned off, but she didn't know her husband was taking the money going to buy cocaine.
Well, he wasn't no man to begin with, because no man that I know.
And he cheating on her.
Well, wow. Wow. Give me a second. 832, you on the show? Area code 832? I guess they're calling in, but I don't hear them saying nothing. All right, we got to mute you back out. Now, sis, I want to ask you a question. Why you say you see a lot of stuff going on. Why is it these women, they on food stamps and welfare, but yet they make sure they got their hair flowing a weave, but their child don't have no clothes? Why is that?
Yeah, well, it's all about them, you know, looking good. The kids are not even thought of, really. You know, that was just a lot of them is trick babies. You know, trick babies, they was out there tricking and got pregnant, or they got pregnant to lock down a guy and then come to find out the guy didn't want them and stuff. You know, a lot of these babies are accidents.
Oh, no
so
babies.
Not
no
money
baby.
Put on the child.
No,
they got to keep flossing themselves. They got to keep their hair, nails, and clothes done. You know, the child is second thought, third, fifth thought. They ain't even think, you know, that's how it is.
I don't know, sister. I don't agree with that. That child not no accident. They knew exactly what they was doing when they spread their legs and got
impregnated.
Yeah,
they knew what they was doing, but that's how the mamas is looking at them. They really did. You know, they trick babies. They was out there tricking with the guy.
We need to start shunning these females. Don't you agree, brother? I don't know if you can hear me. Brother is on the show right now. You can hear me?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, like,
well, unfortunately, it's just so common for black women to have children and not be married, that it's not even, no one really thinks about it. No one cares to address it because it's just the norm. It's more people, like more women have children outside of wedlock than those that do. So when you sit there and you say, like if you were supposed to be like, if I was a pastor and I went into a church and said, you black women should stop having children outside of wedlock, I guarantee everybody would get mad, storm out and leave because that it's just such a social norm, you know?
Yeah, look, the preachers won't address that. You're right about that. Because
they know they're going to lose their money. They're going to say, oh, well, it's okay. All sin, they're falling short of glory and blah, blah,
look,
blah.
Look, let me touch on something. Let me tell you what's going on in these projects. It's a contest. You see a group of them pregnant. And they're doing that to get these houses, the low-income houses. You know, it's like a contest or something. Who pregnant this month?
Like,
or we pregnant together? It's sad.
Like
wow.
Who can have the most kids or something like that?
No, just, you know, they just all get together. You know, their girlfriends might got a baby and they want to join the crowd and they have their babies. You know, it's just, it's sad.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of them screwing the same guy, the dope boys. And that ain't nothing but a setup right there. They love the dope boys. The dad ain't going to be in the child's future because he locked up in prison or dead in the cemetery. They crazy about the dope boys, though.
Oh, yeah, and the killing part about it, a lot of brothers talk about that. Like, you have a brother's working hard. You know, he's getting his degree. He's starting his business.
They don't want him.
Mm-hmm. You know, they reject him. But the moment he get tired of being rejected and maybe a female of a different race want him, now all of a sudden he'll sell out.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I just had that conversation today. you know, with somebody, and it don't make a bit of sense that black men have to get rejected like that. So you got to be the worst of the worst, and you can get all the black women you want.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I wouldn't touch them dope boys with a 10-inch pole. What they fail to realize, see, you got to look at the whole picture. Dope boys is high risk. They get different girls every night. And your chance of getting a disease or infection is going up the charts. You know what I'm saying? They high risk. You don't touch them. I wouldn't touch them with a 10-foot pole, them dope boys. They're throwing a different girl every night.
Not to mention the fact most of them be in and out of prison. Back and forth.
Yeah, and they in prison doing it to the guys because they come out and talk about it. The boys tell on them.
Man, that's what they want. But y'all ever,
that just show you just how twisted the black community is. Because I'm not saying it don't occur in other communities, but in our community, it just seems like it's the worst for some reason. It's just sad.
It's sad. It's very backwards. Like you want
so backwards.
You know, other communities teach their daughters to, hey, you want the best guy, okay? And for the most part, that's what they want. Yeah, every girl go chase a bad dude. But at the end of the day, it's like they just go through a phase with it. But in our community, no. We got our women, not all, of course, but our women want to go chase the bad, and then all of a sudden you want the good guy after you one of our car.
After you ran through.
Yeah, ran through. Now you want to come to the good dude.
Yeah.
After the point where nobody even wants you anymore, you got 5 kids, you done gained 300 pounds, and you ain't got a job, you got bad credit. That's when they want to sit there and say, okay, I want a good man now. So they run to the church, they be praying, you know, Sister Eartha and Sister Bethel and all of them be sitting there at the church 40 years old.
When I talk to my daughter, I keep it raw with her. I don't hold no punches back. I keep it raw. I let her know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Or what's the sad part? Them old ran through females be on Facebook, be all thirsty as hell, chasing dudes.
I said, look at here. You go through these, you have boyfriends. Don't let them dog your body, cause you know that stuff get wore out and scratch out. That's the end of you. You finished. Ain't nobody gonna want you. So save yourself till you meet somebody real good years down the road when you get a little age or you. Then you get out there. But don't these young girls are going through these guys. They ain't taking no breaks. They from one boyfriend to the next. They ain't taking no breaks in between. They stuff going to get all scratched out. What they think is going to continue to snap back together? That thing going to get wore out and lay wide open.
And then the killing part about it, sister, is that these dudes nowadays coming in and out of prison, them dope boys or whatever, they running through their behind, too. I'm talking about their booty hole.
Yeah,
they paying that up, too.
They tell on them. I know this one guy, he carries himself like a female. He in and out of jail. He say, you know, the guys he done been with, the dope boys he done been with, and he say they keep it on the down low.
That's sad. Oh, that's sad. And it's a feel like, this one female, like I knew a while back, she said she had a problem, okay, with her boyfriend, right?
No.
She said that, you know, he was in jail for 7 years, okay? And she said that, but she don't know what's wrong with him because every time they, you know, want to have sex, that's all he want is anal. He don't want, you know, vaginal.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, well, hello, he was in jail for 7 years. That should tell you a lot. I mean, she's saying he'll tear her up to the point she can't walk. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, that's sad.
Bitch. Good God almighty. What? He tore up like that damn.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm tearing that girl up.
He crazy for letting it go down like that. I would have smacked the shit out of him.
But some girls are so desperate to keep a man, they'll let the guy do whatever they want to him. They don't even have any respect for their bodies. Like they don't.
My friend tried to pull that. You know, I read him from A to Z. I said, you know what? You undercover homosexual.
So you saying that anybody who wants to do anal sex is homosexual? Because there's straight men that enjoy it.
Either you homosexual or you in the other category. You a freak. That's some freak shit.
Yeah.
See, I'm in the ordinary. I'm in the basic stuff. I'm going to lay down. We're going to have sex. And, you know, go ahead on now. All that freak shit, you better go.
You better go find
your prostitute or something.
Yeah, they got some females that's in there, though. I mean, like, they actually is in there, and that's what they want.
Yeah. But see, look here. I look at it like that stuff don't mix. That'll heighten your chances on them diseases, that AIDS and HIV. That cum and that number two, that don't mix back there.
Well, the thing is, what get people actually would catch, you know, the HIV virus a lot faster with anal sex is because people don't realize they're tearing a lot of blood
they're
vessels when they're doing
exactly.
that.
Yeah,
and the blood,
right.
and it's the blood that's mixing and all that stuff,
okay.
and you got infected blood versus
right.
vaginal sex. Actually, you're not tearing anything.
Right.
So, I mean, that's why a lot of times,
yeah.
and people don't want to accept this, that, you know, people say, no, it's not, but really, if you look at the first documented case of, you know, AIDS in America, it was not through heterosexual sex.
Mm-hmm. But
I mean,
I look at it this way, too. If a man want to do it to his woman back there, that man will be with another man because he liked the back door. And if he can't get it from that woman, he gonna take it, the man a proposition of what he'll do it because that's what he liked.
I never saw the fascination with that anyway. You know what I'm saying? If I can't hit it the old fashioned way, that, you know, I ain't even trying to go in through the back like that.
But to be honest
you know,
with you, I think it's
but
the fascination with porn and all these porn stars doing all this wild.
Well, that's really what a lot of it is too. Yeah,
a lot of these young men, they are obsessed with porn. Like, I'll go around my college campus. Everybody's watching. All the young guys watching porn, and they see all this crazy stuff that's not even realistic.
Yep.
And they don't realize
yep.
that the stuff that they do is in porn is mostly just for show. And so they'll
exactly.
be like, oh, well,
exactly.
I want to try it. I want to experiment with
exactly.
it.
And you know what?
And
a lot of them guys take that porn like a classroom assignment, and across the line is feeding they earth. See, a lot of them guys that look at that porn, they undercover rapists. That's why I look at
yeah.
some of them. They is.
And then, not to cut you off, but I was talking to this one chick, right, and she used to do porn. And one thing she was saying, too, is that, like, what the people don't understand about porn is that those guys that be doing that porn, like, they pay you more. The riskier behavior, sexual behavior you exhibit, the
uh-huh.
more money you get paid.
Uh-huh.
So
mm-hmm.
so they trying to go in there in the videos and do the most freaky shit that possible. You know, but realistically, you know, a lot of that stuff, you know, people, you know what I'm saying, they shouldn't be trying to do in the bedroom.
Uh-huh. Them girls crazy. They be coming all in them women faces and stuff. That's how you get herpes all in your eyes
And one thing about porn, and then one thing I was thinking about this the other day, too. One thing about porn, you know, I look at porn sometimes, but one thing about porn, it really, if you watch it enough, you realize that it really just devalues sex, period. You know, it just basically trivializes sex to the point where it's just like, I don't know, it's hard to explain, but it just makes it so.
That ain't no good because it fuels the beast in a lot of men. It fuels the beast. They sit there and they get addicted to it.
I guess what I'm trying to say is it basically reduces the meaning of sex to nothing, basically.
I had a video on my
YouTube channel. I don't know if you saw it, where a dude was talking about he was addicted to porn, and he was crying about it and saying, you know, it got so bad that regular porn didn't turn him on. He was starting to look at female porn to turn him on. You remember that? I don't know if you've seen that video on my channel.
He got some kind of problems.
But the dude was crying.
Well, the thing is that it's like a drug, though, because some people really get addicted to that, you know,
yeah.
that release. And the thing is, it's just like when you smoke crack or you try any drug. It's like that first hit is good, and then after that, you're going to have to get more and more and more extreme and more perverse and more disgusting to get off.
But the thing is, people don't understand when it comes to men. Men, they say men are addicted to the porn itself. They're not addicted to the porn. They're addicted to the result of you looking at porn. That's what they get addicted to. And it gets to a point that, yeah, they get so desensitized to it that it takes the most outlandish stuff to get them to that point where they can, you know, ejaculate and stuff like that. You know, and that's where they get deeper and deeper and deeper into it. But let me see. Hold on a sec. Area code 612, you on the show? Hello, area code 612? Guess they ain't saying that. Now, I had a person that was in the adult entertainment industry tell me about, you were talking about that anal stuff. And the things they go through just to even do one of those scenes is, and that's what people don't understand when they're looking at that mess. Like, they told me that basically what they got to do is they cannot eat. Like, 4 days before they do one of those scenes, they have to take enemas.
Okay.
All the way up until they do one of those scenes.
Uh-huh.
And then after they do that scene, then they can eat and stuff like that. So they don't. That's why you don't see them, you know, with no brown, all that brown mess on the man and everything else.
Right.
And like he said earlier, yeah, the most outlandish stuff, like she was saying, anal scenes do pay a whole lot more money than just regular vaginal scenes.
Mm-hmm.
But the key is, by a lot of those guys in the adult entertainment industry, which a lot of people know, a lot of them are down low too, and they're doing a lot. They backdooring to Brazil and all this other stuff and fooling with men.
Exactly. Because this is my thing too. This is my thing, and I've always wondered about this. And advice. So you give me your take on this too.
Okay.
Now, back in the day, I've always, when I watch porn, I've always thought, like, if I would see a porn scene, let's just say it's two guys, one girl, or something like that. Now, you know, now, me personally, I never would do nothing like that, you know? But I noticed that, like, you know, if you look around, like, guys in the hood and stuff, like that, they do stuff like that all the time. But don't you think that's a little bit suspect?
To me, that is suspect. I mean, if you're going
to
do the threesome thing, it'd be two females.
Yeah, exactly. Even if both of y'all just hitting the female, to me, that's suspect.
Yeah, like, for instance, and that's another thing, talking about that, man. Like, I put up a video on my website I saw, and this dude, like, putting this chick on blast because basically he's saying, hey, you let me and my homeboys come through and run train on you? And, like, he's telling them most outlandish stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
I heard.
Say, okay, yeah, well, can I come on your face? Can I do this? Can I do that? All this stuff. And she's saying, yeah, that's what you want and all this other stuff. It's like these females are just, like,
horrible.
Yeah,
she's from my town. That's that video from my town.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Yep. I mean, but that's just so... I mean, that's something that's...
all that is running trains on a girl. They still doing that.
Yeah, exactly. Cause
and just like the guy said about
the
porn video, two guys and that girl, that's happening every day. That ain't nothing... That ain't suspect. That's just running a train. That's standard train.
Yeah, I know, but when I was coming up, that's all I heard about. Oh, running the train.
They still doing it every day.
And, you know, I never... Yeah, but I always thought that was kind
of... Let me tell you something, where they go to with some of them guys. Running a train on these girls, where it go to, some of them, they can't detach from that. They turn. That's another rapist in the making. That's a rapist in the making, some of them guys to run them trains. Because some of them come from out the closet, out another room. They won't stand there when it started off, you know what I'm saying?
But
and my thing is, how you going to sit there and film it? Like, you were filming another man. How you gonna film
that? That's what I'm saying.
They putting everything on film these days. They putting everything on film.
Yeah, they want to make sure you get it up the world stuff.
But see, that's the point. That's the point I'm trying to make. I mean, what straight man would even feel comfortable in a situation like that?
They freaks. That's freaks.
Mm-hmm.
He a straight man, but he's straight freak. Freakish shit. That's what he into.
I mean, that's just something that's being glorified to my generation. Like, how many times have you heard that song talking about some pasta molly, and I'm sweating, and we going to invite the girls over and then let her smash the team and this and that, and she going to sleep with everybody in the crew, and we going to invite 15 guys to come over and sleep with her. And, you know, that's just something that's common. That happens on college campuses all the time. That especially these black colleges, it's something that's, you know, that's just, that's the same thing as saying, oh, we're all going to go to the store today. Like, that's not even a big deal. No one sees that as an issue.
Yeah.
Well, give me...
like, you know, they glorify whoredom, just like you said before.
Yes, they do. Area code 201, you on the show?
Yeah, I'm on the show, but actually, I'm listening through my phone, so I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Okay, all right. Who is this?
This is Wade in New Jersey.
Okay, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good, brother. What y'all talking about tonight?
Oh, shoot, man. You jumped in the topic about running trains and porn and everything else. Jumped into that topic right now.
Running trains, porns, and what's everything else? Licking, sticking, or what?
Shoot, talking about dudes is always trying to hit a chick anally, but then not vaginally. All kind of conversation tonight, brother. You can jump in at any time.
Let's jump on that real quick. I want to jump on the whole anal thing because I know I saw some discussion going on Facebook. It's been a while, where somebody was connecting the fact that if a dude is trying to have a sex with the chick anally, then that makes him gay. What's the opinion of the panel?
And we all pretty much agreed that was pretty much gay.
No, I see it as he bad, he suspect, you know, something going on there.
Mm-hmm.
Really, that's
but
the
a lot of
these
guys
animal?
Get introduced by this. I mean, I know someone personally who was introduced to anal sex by his girlfriend before, and so ever since then he's been interested in it because that's what you know he learned that kind of stuff from a couple of his girlfriends before. So. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say that every single guy that does that is gay, and I would say they're free.
But y'all know what?
This is my take on it, and I don't know how y'all feel about this, but sometimes, like, if I was to get in a situation and, you know, because I've actually had a couple of females to bring up anal sex, and when a female says something about that, like she likes it or something like that, that makes me kind of question the female. Like, you know, don't get me wrong, I know some females like it, but, you know, that just kind of makes me start asking questions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the type of...
It's like, what kind of sexual activity
you better go look
in
a medicine cabinet. The advice show guy would say, go check out the medicine cabinet.
That's right. Go check mm-hmm. that medicine cabinet. Say, hold on, man, I gotta go pee. Go check that medicine cabinet.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See what, and then because you got your phone, you know what I'm saying? Like, carry your phone with you. You're like, shoot,
your phone medicine? With you and click pic.
Yeah. Go to Google. No, all you gotta do is go. Yeah, click pic. No, forget that. Don't touch it. Go to Google.
If you ain't
real
got
quick.
Time to check it out right then and there, take a picture of it and get what you know what I'm saying. When you got time, mm-hmm. when you look it up and research it.
Shoot, if it ain't cold medicine, it's something else. You better check that junk.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot, you can get get caught up all kind of ways. But anyway, most dudes don't leave their phone with no female anyway, so he have his phone with him. Even if he butt naked, he gonna carry his phone.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. just research what it is right then and there. Like you see, like syphilis, chlamydia. Oh hell no, I'm out.
Well, I wish more guys would do that because they don't. They all they see is a big butt and a smile. They don't care what kind of disease she has.
Oh, they don't care. They're so damn horny.
Mm-hmm.
They're just so damn hot. Hot and horny.
So, like, most of these guys, like, nobody asked for, you know, no one says, okay, let's go get tested together before we engage in any type of sexual activity.
You're talking about going
You know, I need to know your history. I need to know
now,
this, that. They don't care.
Let me throw this in here. Why are men so scared to go to the doctors when they sick or hurting or to get a physical or stuff, you know? Why is men won't go to the doctor? So that's why this stuff keeps spreading and you know, going from person to person. Men will not go to the doctor.
Only time a man will go to the doctor probably with an STD unless he start burning or he got a discharge.
Yeah, that's the only time. But if he ain't got no symptoms and sick, it's going to continue. You know what I'm saying?
It's because
don't have no symptoms.
It's because of the way we as black men are raised. We're raised to be tough and to not, you know, to not express pain and not let nobody know when we're hurting.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of it. But like categorically, just men in general don't. If you research it, men in general don't go to the doctor even when they get colds, whenever they get, you know what I mean, simple
mm-hmm.
things. You know what I'm saying? Because they got this idea. I'm a man. I can deal with it and this and that and the third. That's just men in general that pull.
That's why these conditions are going to continue to flourish the way they is. The statistics on these conditions are off the charts.
Mm-hmm.
My
mm-hmm.
thing is, if these dudes would think like this, if you're single, you're going to knock down females, wear a condom. If a female tell you, and you just met her, you ain't got to wear one. I don't like it. Like, oh no.
Oh yeah,
no.
That's
oh,
right.
No.
Caution. That's a red light right there.
Exactly. I say forget that. You know what I'm saying? Because
I tell my daughter that if you try to use that reverse psychology on you, oh, you must got some. I ain't got no. Why we got to use that? Hit the dough. It's time to go.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let them turn the tables on you. Don't fall for them tricks.
Yeah, since we're on the topic of rubbers, I know a lot of people who claim to practice safe sex, and I talked about this topic before. Safe sex means indefinitely using protection. Doesn't mean the first time you do use protection, and then after that you consider yourself boyfriend, girlfriend, everything's okay all of a sudden. Nah, the same thing they came in with, a week later they still going to have. So safe sex, if you're going to practice it, means
that's
that you
right.
can practice sex.
Yeah, they get relaxed with it. They start off using it, then down the road, we've been together so long, they done fell off with using condoms. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy.
I mean, but everybody does it, though. I mean, a lot of people who even claim to practice safe sex may do it the first couple times, and then they feel, I know this person well enough, so we don't have to use rubbers anymore, which is foolish to me. You really don't know them well enough. Like
if I ever get married, my husband's going to have to wear a condom. So I done already scratched that off the list. I ain't going to get married because a man ain't down for it like that. You got to wear a condom the whole time we married. I ain't with that shit. You know, you might get weak out there at the strip club or somewhere at the grocery store, see something you want to tap, and you ain't bringing it back in here to me, honey. No, sir.
Oh, well,
most females wouldn't say that. Well, see, I don't know what you say. You're not getting married. Most women, if they see a man carrying that kind of stuff, they're going to be like, what you need that for? You know what I'm saying? But if you're monogamous.
Yeah, first-hand experience, I got this girlfriend, right? She married, young couple, got two kids. She got she thought it was a mole on her private, went to the doctor, her husband, and gave her herpes. That's what I'm talking about, private.
Oh, wow.
Example right there. And even the OBGYN will tell you the diseases and the HIV and AIDS is flourishing so fast in the married couples, because they're not using condoms as though dating people would do.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's off the charts with them married couples. More wives are getting herpes from their husband out there cheating with the mistress or the trick out in the street. Yeah, you ain't safe. I ain't getting married. Keep that mess right on to yourself.
I believe it. I believe it. Because, see, a lot of that goes back to the fact that a lot of marriages are not lasting anyway,
mm-hmm.
you know, and why are they not lasting? That's because, you know, one mate is not happy with the other mate. So, yeah.
Uh-huh. See, men are such sexual creatures. They just yearn it. They crave it like a pregnant woman wants some ice cream and pickles or something. They just crave it, and they just, it trips me out. I told my friend, to pray to God to ask him to help you with that, because I can't do nothing for you. I'd have lost my sex drive, and I thank God for it. I've been set free. Thank you, Jesus. While everybody else gets sick and shriveling up and dies, I'm going to still be standing sex, disease-free and AIDS-free. Yeah, I ain't with that mess. It's a minefield out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a man feeling. You rolling the dice, going out there dating or getting married. They need to start back them tests before you get married. They need to start that stuff back up. It'll save you for the beginning of the marriage, but when you get married, your husband still could go out there and cheat and still bring it on into. I ain't with it. I don't want none of it.
But like I said, but even if you're using a condom, that stuff is not foolproof either.
No,
I mean,
it's
not
foolproof.
None of that stuff is foolproof. But my thing, they had this one video. That was a messed up video somebody sent me. This one dude, like the chick wanted him to wear a condom, whatever. He put it on. What he did, he stopped for a minute, hurried up and ripped the condom and kept going with the chick.
Uh-huh.
Because he didn't want to be using a condom. You know, he wanted to be without one.
Yeah.
So
they
got dudes that pull stunts like that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's the scary mm-hmm. thing about me, myself, having a daughter.
Yeah.
I worry constantly about her. Y'all men, I tell y'all something else. Y'all got a lot of tricks, and y'all horny as hell.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Thank goodness I was taught better, because my dad always told me, you know, you better watch out for these boys. They're going to break your heart. So, you know.
Yep.
They were always like, you better save yourself. Well, I mean, I was taught to wait till marriage. I know that's, shocker. That's, you know, that's unheard of these days. But, you know, that's how I was raised, so. I'm not worried about these boys running around kids giving me AIDS and HIV and tricking me and messing my head up.
These days and time, everybody need to be absent from sex, because it's a mind feel out there and you're playing Russian roulette, and I ain't going to play the game. I'm going to stand on the sideline I ain't playing. You know, I ain't gonna be part of that there.
Mhm.
Yeah, I hear you. My thing is, when I was single, like I said, it wasn't no question. I'm using. I'm projection. It ain't happening. I don't care what you say. I'm using because, first of all, I don't want no child support. That's first and foremost for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And after that would be STDs and stuff like that. Because, like, that child support's a mug. They will throw you in jail behind that child support.
Yeah,
they
is. Taking your license and everything.
Yeah, everything. Area code 832, you on the show. I guess they're not saying nothing again, huh? Okay. Well, I ain't going to let that call through no more. Anyway, yeah, I don't see how these dudes make all these kids. Because that child support, man, them people were, that is a racket.
When they get these young cats in the courtroom, when they get these young guys in the courtroom and they own such and such number of kids, me, myself, my opinion, I think they should send them to the hospital to have them have that operation. You ain't taking mm-hmm. care of what you got. You know what I'm saying? You own number five. That's enough of the foolishness. Now, we're going to get a slip of paper to go to the hospital, get your, however they do to men, get yourself nipped or whatever.
That's a vasectomy.
Yeah, go straight to the hospital, check in right now from this courtroom. Don't go home. Don't stop nowhere. You go straight there.
Okay, give me a second. Air code 210, you on the show?
Man, no, man, you know what's good, what's good.
Oh, what's up, no?
Nothing much.
I got you on the show. I got to ask you a question. What you think about anal sex?
Y'all like fucking chicks and like skin diamond, man. That's porn star shit. I don't have a problem with it, man. Now, you know, it's some freak shit. I did a video.
There it go. That's what I said. That's that freak shit.
Yeah. I don't see a problem with it. I know a lot of black chicks are scared. Like, oh, my God. Like, bad experience. So, like, look, man. Look, watch these porn stars, man. Let's do what they be. Simple as that. Please, your man. I did a video on it. Please, your man. Stop saying no. Simple as that.
Good God almighty. What'd you say? Please, your man. You better get down on your knees and get the prayer to God to help you.
Come on, please, your man.
You want it. Oh, my God.
It's
haunted for me.
I'm on here. See,
you know
well, see, ma'am, you have to understand Nola is a different breed of man. Let's just say that.
The what?
He's a different breed of man. Let's just put it
like
that.
Yeah, I understand about the different breeds of man. It's all different types out there. Sure is.
Mm-hmm.
It's
what I said. Goes.
Wow.
I look at that ass. Won't nothing meant to go in that hole. It's only meant to come out. That's what God meant it for, to come out. Won't meant to go up in there. That's wrong.
Mm-hmm. I'm more of a, you know, I study, like, you know, health and things like that. And since the muscles in that area are designed to push out, not to go in, I always felt that was unnatural. Like, I don't know.
That's wow. What got them going crazy, them damn muscles back there.
That's why the females can't hold a poop or something when they get ran through.
Oh, they can't. They can't.
Because what it does, it messes up the sphincter muscle. That's what it does.
Yeah, like I said, because the muscles there are designed to push out, not go in. And I had a friend who was a paramedic, and I don't want to get too graphic, but let's just say someone's intestines came out because they were doing too much anal sex. So after that, I'm scared.
Yeah.
Like, she actually had to go to the scene and help the guy. I don't want to talk about it. But that kind of scared me away from any type of thing like that, because I don't want my intestines
to come
out of my body. But,
eh. Wow, that's wild. Hold on, let me see who this is here for a second, if I can pull it up. Area code 347, you on the show?
Huh?
I said area code 347, you on the show?
Yeah.
How you doing? You got any questions? Okay. Well, they're off the show. Good. They wasn't seeing nothing. Anyway, yeah, Ms. Gabrielle said people intestines coming out. Like, man, that's wild. Oh, that is so wild.
Well, you know what? You know what, y'all? I can believe that too, because I remember. I don't know if y'all saw it or not, but I remember it was this porn star, well, ex porn star now, but she's like a preacher or whatever now. But she made a video about I want to say, and you can actually see Google her. Her name is Danielle Williams. She made a video a while back talking about the porn industry, and she was saying, like, one time she was on the set, and she said that somebody, this female was on there doing an anal sex scene, and she said that she looked down, and she couldn't believe what she saw, and she thought I was playing tricks on her, and she said, but it wasn't. She said that it looked like a piece of some kind of, like, a muscle from her anus, a piece of muscle came out.
Mm-hmm.
From all the pounding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And she said that just freaked out when she saw that. She's like, I cannot do this.
Oh yeah. Man, that's wild, yeah. Man. Oh, that's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. These women using their bodies as garbage disposers and trash cans. You know that shit is crazy. One thing I could never stand about sex. Let me ask y'all about get your opinion on this. The cum. Now, that's too much cum down there to be holding in your... These young girls walk around and that cum... You know, I don't mean to question God or nothing, but what's neat with all them shooting all that much cum in you anyway? All you need is a drop. That's too much for
Wow.
We can't control that.
I know, but I don't mean to question God made it like that, but it's too much of that stuff.
Yeah, well, we
all you need is a drop. Just shooting all that shooting all that much. Hell, with all that, you know, it's too much of that white nasty mess.
Wow.
Like, man, she's going in about that, but I don't know what to tell you about that. But you know what? I know somebody, believe it or not, that did a video about even like making sure it even tastes good, about certain foods to eat to make it even taste good.
I mean, that stuff is a lie. You have to change. Okay, I really can't stand that because, first of all, you have to change your entire diet. You have to go completely vegan. That's the only way. You have to do it for a long time. That's the only way that you can make your male discharge taste better. You can't sit there. That pineapple crap is a myth. That doesn't work, okay? Unless you sit there and drink nothing but straight pineapple juice for a week, no food, no water, no nothing, just pineapple juice. That's the only way it's going to change the taste of it.
I drank one out yesterday.
Yeah, I saw your status on Facebook. I did.
Yeah, I told you.
No, I'm not befriend you because you're crazy.
Eric code 214, you on the show?
I was just listening.
Oh, okay, all right.
Thank you, though.
All right, well, we got almost 47 minutes left on the show, so do you want to get on the topic about people buying designer items? Because I had something to say about that, because I know there's people that keep getting on me all the time because I don't wear designer clothes. But the funny thing is that half of these people that run around wearing all the designer clothes are broker than me. I'm not trying to boast and brag, but I was raised by my stepfather was he immigrated to America back in the, I think it was the late 90s or the early 2000s or so, and he was from Africa, so I was brought up with the idea that we're supposed to save money. So I was like, even to this day, even though we are making a lot more money now, we were shopping at the thrift store and things like that, so I never was really into fancy designer clothes. I was always taught that you can go and buy stuff for cheap and it still looks just as good as a shirt that just says Louis Vuitton on it. And I have people that they're always getting on me saying, oh, why don't you wear designer clothes? This, now, oh, you're broke. But for me, I could care less about impressing people that I don't know. My end goal is to, save up my money so that I can be a successful person in the future. So what if I don't have, a fancy car in the driveway and I don't have designer clothes and I don't have all this stuff in my apartment? That's not, that kind of stuff is just spending money recklessly, and that's not my goal. I could care less about impressing people. Yeah. And those same people, I could go out and do this. It's not like I don't have the means. If I really, really wanted to, I could take out 10 credit cards. I could go ahead and buy all the designer clothes and fancy cars that I wanted to. But I'm not trying to be $50,000 in debt by the time I graduate, just so I can impress people that I'll never see again.
Give me a second. Air code 347, you on the show?
I'm listening.
Okay, all right. Now, look, let me add something to that. One thing I cannot stand, and I brought this up in my video earlier, you know, it's like these cats will sit up there and go buy four or five different iPhones, okay? But if you see a brother or sister in business, I want a discount. Why is that? Oh, I'm your brother. I'm your sister. Help a brother out. Help a sister out. But you never ask Apple to help you out, and you bought four or five of their different phones, or you don't never ask Jordan to give you a discount or Nike or whatever, but you always want a discount from brothers. Then the next step, what people do, is they sit there and buy all this expensive stuff, and we talked, me and Ms. Gabriella really went back and forth about this one time. They go to a studio apartment with no furniture, sitting on a soapbox, but their closet is full of clothes. They got a mattress on the floor. They got a 1985 TV, but yet they step out. When they step out, they probably even got a Cadillac Escalade outside.
Oh, they do. I know people that sit there and they be flossing, but when you go into their apartment, it looks like a prison. Cause they all they got is a cot on the floor and a TV on some crates, and they think they're, you know, but. What makes me laugh about that is those same guys be sitting there bragging about how much money they have. Those be the brokest ones because, you know, my father works at the World Bank, and I've been to his job before, and I've seen the people that are making, you know, the top people in the company, the people that are making the most money. Those are the people walking around, just like we said, white guys don't care about looking, you know, looking raggedy. They'll be walking around carrying a backpack, some raggedy jeans, you know, some old sweater that faded and looks like he's, you know, raided Bill Cosby's closet. But that'll be the person that's making the most money. But the person that's the brokest man in town will be walking around, especially a black man, will be walking around head to toe designer. And then they'll sit there and they'll call the person. They'll say, oh, well, this white guy that's walking around with the backpack and raggedy clothes is broke. But that guy is spending his money wisely. He's not wasting his money on trying to impress people, you know, for no reason.
Yeah. And he got some emergency money to go to if something happens.
But you know what, though? But see, it goes back to what we were discussing earlier about, you know, these females wanting those doughboys. You see, the reason why these dudes do that is to get those broke females versus you talking about the white dude. The white dude can sit up there and struggle and go to college, and he still will get, you know, women. He don't have that problem in his community.
Exactly.
That's
the
biggest difference.
And see, I, you know, this is a point I want to make too. And if I shall hit on it, you know, when it comes to black women, it's just because black women demand. You know what I'm saying? They demand that from a black man. But see, white women, they don't demand that from a white man. They don't demand that. They don't demand that a white man, you know, be dicked down from head to toe. They don't demand that he has a Escalade sitting on, you know, 28s or something. You know what I'm saying? They don't demand that. You know, so you do have a point there. You know what I'm saying? He can just be himself. He can just focus on being himself and finishing school, and he still can get the woman he wants.
Because you already know you have to see it already.
Let me tell you, these young black men ain't being raised up worth nothing.
Not all of them. Not all of them.
It's quite a few, though. It's quite a few.
Unfortunately,
This is another thing, too. When it comes to, like, as far as, like, material stuff, see, that's what get me. See, but we as black men, well, I ain't going to say we because I'm not like that, but most black men don't know how to invest their money, you know. And see, when it comes to like buying stuff, like as far as the clothes go and the jewelry and all that stuff.
Yeah, they spend.
You know, they see, the problem is they do everything for show.
Yeah.
You know, they'll go spend $1,000, maybe over $1,000 just on an outfit.
Yeah.
And it may not look good. It may not look as good as something that's way cheaper. But it's just the fact of, okay, it has that name. So I can go around and tell people, I got this, I got that, you know, and I paid this much for it, you know, and they feel like, okay,
they're flossing, they like, right, with all these clothes and gear on, and they ain't got nothing up there in their skull. They ain't got no kind of brain cells working, everything out of order, everything misfired, but they flossing with the watch and the clothes on, and their brains don't even work. Their brains misfire and stuff. They just as sappy.
They flossing for females who got even less than they do.
Yeah, that's what, you know, what they do. They, like I said in the video, you know, stop stunting for broke hoes. And basically what I'm saying in that video, you trying to sit up there and impress these welfare queens and Section 8 divas. That's what you're trying to do.
Flip side to that is these men are looking for women to raise them, to be their mama and their girlfriend or their wife and their girlfriend. They looking for somebody to raise them. That's what I experience.
Yeah, they got a lot of dudes on that. They sit up there, they want you to buy them an Xbox. They want you, you know, to sit up there and buy them clothes, give them a cell phone, give them a car, and all this other stuff. Then when he mess up or whatever, and then the chick put him out, you're like, man, my girl put me out.
Here.
You know, I said, well, your phone
older
then,
women
man.
Do that.
Yeah, let me tell you about how sappy these men is out here these days. My friend, right, I had to cut him loose because I couldn't take it no more. He just pushed me over the edge. My headlights went out on the car. A little tough to get to. But me being a strong woman I am, I was determined to not let it outdo me. I don't believe in letting nothing outdo me. I'm a master and I'm going to get it. So I got the headlight out and everything. You know what he told me? You got to take that car to the dealership so they can change that headlight. I said, you fruitcake, if you don't get away from me, call yourself a man. Tell me to take the car to the dealership to change the headlight. Ain't that something?
I would agree with you in part. But the thing is this, I don't want nobody to mess up my car if they don't know what they're doing. I don't care if you a man or a woman or whatever. You're not about to.
I'm just saying, easy headlight. A man should be able to change
the
headlight.
But that'd be like
no.
me. But that'd be like me saying a woman should be able to cook. Okay, I'm gonna give you a slab of meat. Go ahead and cook it. And you better not mess it up, or you're not a woman.
Yeah,
I mean,
but that for both of them, they won't raise worth nothing. That go both ways. The woman can't cook. The man can't change a headlight. They won't raise worth nothing. Are they slow one? They won't able to learn.
Now, one thing about this day and time is this. I found out this. What you don't know, Google can show you. That's what I have learned.
Yeah, I love YouTube.
When there's really no excuse to not know how to cook, though. I taught myself how to cook, clean, sew, all that. Well, I mean, I was taught that myself. But you need to know. I think that as an adult, these are things that you should know. There's no excuse. Like, I know somebody who can't boil eggs. She can't sew buttons back on a shirt. She can't. It's like, and she's like, well, I mean, I got looks, so I don't have to do all that.
Yeah, for how long?
You gonna sit there and have a baby gain 500 pounds and see where yourself, you know, where you gonna get?
Yeah, Google and YouTube are your best friends these days.
Yeah, they got plenty of tutorials
on videos on YouTube, so there's really no excuse to not know how to cook too.
Now, this is my thing. I always said this about females. Any dude get involved with a female, if you go to that girl's house and her house is dirty, man, don't you get involved with that girl. I mean, one time I went to this girl's house, I was afraid to sit down. I say, no way. Cause my thing is, if you don't keep your house clean, well, you definitely keep between your legs clean. This is how I feel about it.
That's right.
Yeah, I agree. Preach. I agree with that.
Forget that.
I tell
you, it don't matter.
Same thing for
men.
Some dirty ass men too.
Wait a minute,
well,
you're
right. They got some dudes that don't take a bath. I agree with that.
Go to a bachelor pad. What do you expect to see?
My dad was like that.
Y'all because y'all listen.
But
y'all trying to be nasty beyond just not cleaning houses.
That's not true.
Y'all
be doing some
nasty
shit.
Hold on. That's not true, because my wife can attest to that. I always had scented oil plug-ins in my crib. I had my stuff decorated and everything. Anytime a woman, even my wife could tell you, she came to my house, she looked like, dog. Man, this don't look like a guy's house. It looked like a woman's thing. I said, no. I said, I decorate my own stuff. I said that I would like my house nice, like it clean. I don't want dishes all over the
place. Yeah, I love your accent. I love to hear you talk on your videos and stuff. Your accent, that country, that Texas, whatever kind of accent that is, I love to hear you talk.
Well, you can definitely listen to me on The Advice Show TV on YouTube. I got plenty of
videos. Yeah, I see it all the time. I check you out all the time.
Okay, all right, I got plenty of videos. Anyway, so this is the thing. You know what I'm saying? I don't like a dirty house. The way I was raised is this. If you don't want roaches in your house, don't feed them.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Take your trash out. I believe in cleaning your house once a week, sweep, mop, dust everything. I don't believe in a dirty house. So if any woman can't come into my house, she better be clean too. Me and her not going to work.
My daughter, you know, I got to go check out their house. The guys you date, you better check out their house because, you know, don't date no guy would it come from a nasty household.
Exactly. It's true. It's true. They got dudes, like you said, they don't take baths.
Mamas,
you know,
and their sisters living in there, everybody filthy. Don't date no guy like that.
Huh?
I told my daughter, don't date no guy from a nasty household. The mama living in there, the aunt in the house, nasty and dirty. Don't date him. Drop him. He ain't no good. Don't you dare bring him over here. Because I'm going to tell him about himself.
Wait, what you going to tell him? He stink?
You better get away from my daughter before I have you arrested.
Well, you can't arrest a man for stinking.
Let me dig up some dirt on him. I have him crossed up so quick to get him away from my daughter.
Oh, come on, Tony. You can't be like that. Now, you got to just tell him his breath stink or something. They usually hurt the dude's feelings. If a female tell
if
you
he don't,
stink.
But if that don't make a move, I'm going to have to pull out, you know, all this, everything on his ass. If he don't catch heed to it and get away from it, go find him another victim, he better.
You gonna pull out, yeah, one guy say you gonna pull out the pistol on him?
No, not the pistol. I'm just gonna get him away from my daughter. There's other ways to get at somebody, you know what I'm saying, instead of violence.
See, you know what though? That's a bad thing. A lot of times when you buck against the grain with some guys, that push your female closer to him.
Yeah,
I'm telling
you, yeah,
it
do.
Yeah.
It
does. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I found that out more so when talks to non-black women. They say, oh, my dad say don't fool with them black men. That's what they go after.
Yep, yeah, that's true.
Because daddy said, oh, they so bad. They this and
but
that.
Thank God my daughter listens. You know, thank God, you know, she a good girl.
She do she have any kids?
No, sir. Rita, 21 years old.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. Well, she like,
I don't play that shit.
Yeah, see? We were talking about that the other time. What was this show we were talking about that?
I keep it real. What?
I'm 20. I'm almost 21. I don't have any kids, and people are, you know,
that's a great achievement because they having babies at 14 on up. That's a great achievement.
Yeah, shoot. If you don't have kids at 20, 21, it's like you 40 years old and don't have a kid in black community.
Yeah, look here. When I take her
in. Yeah, exactly. In the black
community. When I take her in physical, her doctor commends me on how I'm raising her. Her doctor commends me, because she say, you know what, I don't have a lot of mothers that talk to their girls like you do, and keep it up, you're doing a good job.
Yeah, because a lot of times as parents, we BS our kids and sugarcoat too much.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And see what it is, where they failing at, they try to be their friends instead of parenting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I saw this one video, I think it might have been on WorldStar. It was this young teenager, and he was in his room with a whole bunch of his friends, and they was rapping, they was having like a rap battle, and then his mom walked in, and she battled her son with her son.
Yeah, I've
and,
seen
you know,
that.
She was
I've
just
seen
cussing
that video
and stuff like that, and I'm like,
I mean, I was gonna post that. Yeah,
she was more vulgar than he was.
Yep. She sure was.
I'm like, really?
Yeah. Yeah, we don't have real mamas no more.
No, we don't.
We don't.
No, mama is hard.
You know what else? And you know what else, too? We don't have real teachers like we used to either.
Well, now the teachers got to fight. If they not,
yeah.
The teachers got either fight or they got a fire crotch being pedophile. That's a matter of fact, I'm going to post a video right after this show about a teacher touching another girl or whatever, and she had a fiancé. Then I got another one where I'm pretty sure y'all seen that with this substitute teacher and this girl was fighting. Y'all seen that one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fist fighting. Yeah, I'm going to post that one after the show.
Yeah.
So I'm like, man, like this is crazy, man. It's like they just going wild.
Yeah.
Yep. And then you got a lot of these young teachers, too, like these young female teachers, like, and they – shoot, in their 20s, early 20s, they get in these positions and they messing around with the young boys and vice versa.
Yes.
So it's just crazy.
You can't always say that, though, because they got a lot of chicks that's like
35.
Yeah,
a lot of men that left at the beginning of these teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard stories about that, and I'm like, wow, crazy.
Yeah,
what was this when I was in school? Teachers messing with, man, I had a bunch of crushes on my teachers. I'm like, damn. They got it good. Like, these little young ones, they be ratting, though. I'm like, who's telling them? Like, who the hell is ratting?
You know, yeah, as a guy, you would say that. When you think about all the people you had, you're like, dog, man. Like, I wouldn't say nothing. She give me money for
like,
tickets,
I'm
tennis
like,
games,
I'm like,
and everything.
I'm like, where were these tickets when I was growing up?
Oh man, it's wild, man. It is so wild, man. What's going on these days? These teachers and the students, and it's just like it, I mean, the society we live in today, and you know, you got to speak against it because that kind of stuff will run amok like it is, man. You ain't gonna have no country.
Nah, we ain't gonna have nothing left.
Nah, then also too, another thing, man. I got a video I'm about to put up too after the show. Obama was talking at Planned Parenthood, right?
Don't go there.
Oh, yeah, I'm about to talk about him, about Planned Parenthood. Well, he up there talking about co-signing them, talking about how great of a job they're doing. Well, then the report just came out about how many abortions that Planned Parenthood did in fiscal year 2011. You know how many they did?
What?
They did 333,947 abortions.
And I'm pretty sure the percentage of blacks were very high.
Oh, well, check this out. They said 92% of the people that go to Planned Parenthood, they get abortions, okay? And then they said, now I was reading the numbers, they said the black, it's in my video, but I'm kind of telling my video, ever since abortion came into existence as being legal, the black population went down by 25%.
Okay.
And black children are three times more likely.
What year was
to
that again?
Ever since 1973, the black population has been going down ever since.
I have a vendetta against Planned Parenthood because I saw a video and it's called, y'all can look it up. It's called, it's on YouTube. It's called Mahafa 21, and they go in on Planned Parenthood and. I don't know if y'all saw it or not, but it's spelled M-A-A-F-A, Mahafa 21. Mm-hmm. It's a documentary, and it talks about, you know, the whole plan of Planned Parenthood, which basically was to wipe out the black race. And if y'all see it, if you see it, you would never think about abortion the same way again.
I can see how the population is declining because the young guys, they're killing each other. Then you got abortion. Then you got the AIDS, you know. So I can understand where you say the population, the black population is going down. We're doing ourselves in.
Like even these females with abortion, they'll talk about it, you know, like it ain't nothing. Like, oh, yeah, I'm getting
my abortion.
I
done seen that.
Yeah, like it ain't
they're
nothing.
They're saying like they're going to get their nails done or something. Like it's a cosmetic.
Yeah, just like that, yeah.
Go and get abortion. And like
hey,
I said,
but that's the way counseling trains you to be. If you can't talk about something that you did, you can't benefit another person if they have the same situation or maybe facing that same situation. That's where you get into counseling. Those kids that get molested and those women that get emotionally traumatized by their man, counseling is definitely always in order.
I mean, I'm not going to say, because I don't have an issue with abortion. I'm not going to say that it's something that should be promoted. It's not something
that
should be done
all the
time.
It's something
that
they do of their own free will. It's not pushed
but
on.
But it's like, if needs be, sometimes there are situations when abortion is necessary. I don't want to get into it too much, but there's sometimes.
There is a gray area in a guy's rape. In the guise of incest,
I would never bring a child to the world with no legs and no arms.
That's the gray area, okay? Most people say that is the gray area. But just to say, you know what? Yeah. Oh, I'm not ready for a kid right now. I'm going to have an abortion. I can't afford it.
Exactly.
I'm going to have an abortion.
Exactly.
I mean, that's kind of messed up. Like, I give a lot of examples in my video. I just don't want to tell my video about why I say what I'm saying. And we hypocrites in America. You sit up there, oh, look what they did in 9/11. But yet Planned Parenthood killed way more people than 9/11. The Boston bombing, you all sad about that. Three people died, but yet over 300,000 Americans died in the hands of Planned Parenthood. So why are you not outraged about that?
So you're saying that's domestic violence?
No, to me it's a form of terrorism. You're killing Americans.
And then one thing y'all gotta understand.
I don't think so. Terrorism to me is an act of war, and I do not think so.
One thing too, y'all gotta understand too. Because if y'all look at the video I was telling y'all about, y'all will understand this. You got to look at the demographics of where they sit. I understand that, you know, they're circumstances where, you know, maybe an abortion is necessary. You know, but then, but you gotta look at the demographics as far as like where are these Planned Parenthood places located.
Yeah, you gotta
most
see that.
Located,
they just built a new
located,
one up here, down here
located,
where I live at, right out there
most
in
of them
the
located,
ghetto.
Most of them are located in the Black community.
In the Black community,
and college, like,
but not just
most
the Black community.
Most of them are located near college campuses.
And it's not like
that's where most of them
like,
are located
and,
at.
And it's not, and it's also, and it's not like. It's not like white folks don't have problems too. That to where maybe they might need to get an abortion, but you don't see those abortion clinics located too much.
Well,
in
well,
the
let's talk about
like
you
that.
Talking about white people. But hold on, I've known white people and how they do it with their kids. They're different with their kids than Black people, and I'm gonna tell you what
it
the
is.
Difference is. Okay, a lot of times they mama take them to the gynecologist at 14, 15 and put them on birth control and they say, well,
right.
It's just to regulate their cycle because their cycle is off. So they get so used to taking birth control, and that's why, to me, you don't see a lot of white women pregnant like you do maybe Black women or maybe women of color a lot of times, the ones
yeah,
who want to
yeah,
fool the thugs
yeah,
or whatever,
yeah,
cholos,
yeah,
whatever you
yeah,
want to call them. You know what
that,
I'm saying?
That's
I mean, but
true.
I know girls that were in my middle school that were on birth control, so it was a Black school.
But for the most part, in the Black community, and I can't speak about the Latino community, but for the most part in the Black community, it isn't pushed birth control like it was pushed a lot of times for, you know, the white moms with their daughters. That's just what I
think.
Yeah.
Condoms. I push condoms on my kids. My oldest daughter is 10. I mean, I had read somewhere that it was the best thing to start teaching your kids about sex at the age of, like, 2. As
that's
soon
right.
As they're
yeah,
understand
I mean,
you.
I was taught that when I was very young. Because a lot of the problem is a lot of these kids, their first sexual lesson isn't from their parents, it's from their peers.
That's right.
Okay. Hey, hold on a second, Ms. Gabriella. Got a call on the line, says Blog Talk staff.
Well, hello, this is the Blog Talk staff. We were just experiencing some difficulties last week, and we were just calling shows to apologize for the difficulties. We just wanted to ask you a couple questions. Did you experience any difficulties that had to do with Block Talk staff last week?
No, sir. Everything's fine.
Oh, okay. We just wanted to make sure. We also wanted to let you know that the nigger on staff that caused the problems was fired, so that...
Now you hear somebody being stupid, put Block Talk staff... Some people are so silly. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like... That, yeah, you have your trolls calling in and stuff like that every once in a while. It happens. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, back what y'all was talking about, that was funny. The nigger on staff, everybody, was fired. A great golly gee.
That was pretty creative, though.
Yeah, I like that one. That was a new one. You remember the guy that's talking about he was injecting weed inside his...
Yeah, I remember that one. Talking about shooting up marijuana. Inside his what?
He was talking about shooting up marijuana. He was like, I don't remember the whole topic, but it was one of the older shows. Somebody had called in and was, first he was talking about potted plants, wasn't it? And then he was talking about shooting up marijuana and...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he wild, man.
It's tough out here. The Black community is tough.
But, you know, like I said, it's kind of going on everywhere, like I said, because I have a lot of, you know, people, too, the Latino community been hitting me up, and they was like, man, look, we got the same problems, too. It ain't just y'all. And I said, yeah, I get that. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all got gang problems like we have it. I know y'all got single parenting like we have it. Oh, yes, you do. Like I said, I know Hispanic females that got 3-4 kids from different dudes just as much as some Black females.
Yeah.
So it is on both sides, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, I got some white ladies that's like that as well. You know, so
I don't knock nobody to each his own, but see, that's why I did what I did. I had my one, right, and I shut down shop. I went on in and had my two. I don't believe in having babies by different men. You got 3 children,
right.
And you got baby daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Trifling.
Mm-hmm.
That's some trifling stuff there. What you playing, musical chairs?
Right.
What you playing, musical chairs with your baby's daddies?
That's what they be doing.
That's what women be doing, though.
Yeah.
There'll be a whole family. All the kids look different.
I mean, to each his own, but it ain't for me. And see, you know what? When in a situation like that, and as much as I hate to say it, those are the circumstances where, I hate to say it, but those are sometimes circumstances where maybe we do need abortions. Because, I hate to say that, but, I mean, when you look at the situation with children growing up without fathers,
uh-huh.
I mean, that, you know what I'm saying? That's really that's one of the main things, actually, that's destroying our community.
Right.
When you got guys growing up without fathers and no regard for life, I mean.
That's right. And see, they don't know how to be fathers.
What?
A lot of them not stepping up to the plate. They was never shown how to be a daddy, you know. They did
what?
Well,
hold on, sister.
You gotta see what the manual said. He said, "Real talk. I know a woman back home, 9 kids and 7 fathers."
Uh huh.
I mean, that's just like the chick with the 15 kids or 16 kids.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
it
all
get
y'all,
worse than that.
They're out there tricking. But it's hard to find a good man,
a good black man. It really is.
Yeah,
it's hard to find
a good black man than any other race.
And it gets worse than that. It was this football player. I forgot his name. I think his name was Travis Henry. He played for the Denver Broncos. Man, this guy had, like, I can't remember exactly how many kids it was, but I know it was, like, I think it was about 20 kids. And I know at least, well, over half of them was with different baby mamas, I know.
They almost had a TV show with one of the rappers and all his baby mamas.
Yeah, I heard about that too. Yeah, Shorty Low. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some hypocrisy on that too. It get on my nerves. Let me see something here. Let me see if we got any good calls coming in or people playing. Let's see. Here we go. Area code 719. You on the show?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hey y'all. How's it going there tonight?
It's okay. What's your name?
My name is George Russell. It's calling from New York City.
Okay. You got any questions or comments?
Well, I got a little joke for y'all. I think it's
Is it a racial joke?
Oh, no, no, not at all. I'm talking about fashion, you know?
Okay, let's be entertained. Let's go. Hear the joke.
Yeah, you guys ready to laugh? I'm telling you, it's a
yeah, you better come on with it. It better be tight. It better be tight.
All right, here it is. What's the most confusing day in a black community? Father's Day.
Oh, my God, I'm done.
What did you say? The most confusing thing
Father's
what?
Day.
He said, what's the most confusing day in Father's Day?
Father's
why,
Day.
No, why is it confusing?
Because nobody knows who your father is.
Are you white?
What do you think? I can
Are you
speak
white?
Coherently. Obviously, I'm white.
Get the fuck out of here, yo, you beast.
No, don't cuss him out. I mean, he can talk like that if he wants to. I mean, everybody got their problems. I mean,
yeah, got their opinion.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, like.
But we don't get
like,
on here insulting people of you know what, I'm going to do it just because he did it. Of the Peckerwood persuasion, we don't get on here insulting them.
Yeah,
but
you know, you got trolls. Like I said, you got trolls.
Isn't that insulting?
Like,
it's insulting. Period.
Yeah, this person typed my thing saying without accepting calls. And I said, yeah. I said, what's your area code? I read it. They called talking about a joke and stuff like that. My thing is this, point blank is this. A lot of people like that are obsessed with us, and they can't stand to not be a part of what we're talking about, no matter what that is with black people. Because me, I don't go on and bother nobody about their stuff.
So is
you
it wrong to curse them out? So it's wrong to curse them out?
No, no, I just got him off my show. That's all. Right. You can talk to him how you want. I can't control how you talk. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, you just click.
I wanted to curse him out, though.
I don't want to point with him.
I hear you. Black power all day.
Yeah, so, you know,
oh
one person
God.
Saying, well, why I was laughing, at the guy. I was laughing because he racist. Let me answer that question. They say, you know, you laugh, but when he says he's white, you get upset. That's racist right there. I'll say, no, to me, that's funny because how you sit there and going to be calling somebody's show. And if you got this racism, you got a mental problem. So I laugh at you. That's why I don't get all the bother with racism. I don't.
And,
I mean,
you know,
that's
the
problem with black folks. We get so sensitive about everything. You know what I'm saying? But we need to get angry about the right thing. Like, if you let this
Let me tell you what happened to me recently. A recent almost terror. It was like terror just watching it. It was like eye terror. But it was like I was in the grocery store. I was going to the grocery store, and this was in Forest Hills, actually. And there was a white lady,
mm-hmm.
and she had a black baby, and the baby had to be about 6-7 months because she was sitting up. Anyway, so I walk in the grocery store. I'm with my friend, and she says, and she's talking to the baby, and she's like, "Hey, little nigga, how you doing, little nigga? What's up, my little nigga?"
Oh my god!
Oh, what?
Yes.
This is what I'm telling you. Say don't get mad at racism.
Where you from?
Like, come on, man. It's getting bad. It's getting worse.
I'm from Mississippi, and I've seen that in Forest Hills, Texas.
Oh wow!
Said hi, little nigga.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wish they would tell one of mine.
Then.
Like,
and the person
like
I was with was like, "Don't say anything. Don't do anything. Just," he grabbed my arm and pulled me away and said, don't even say anything because she's one of those white people who think she's black. Like, that excuses it?
No. That's just like this family I know called their little nephew Little Monkey.
Mm-mm-mm.
And they
wow.
say they think it's all right because they black saying it to the little
yeah.
child, but it's not
yeah.
right.
And you know what?
How
else
many
too?
Black people do you know that say that to their child
though? But you know what?
I can't stand those pale bastards. They need to go. They need to be wiped off this earth. So.
What gets me is these white folks that say all this stuff. And then they think they get a pass because, oh, I know somebody black they think they're part of us because they have maybe some friends that might be black or they know somebody black. I mean, I don't know. It gets on my nerves.
Mm-hmm.
To me that don't give you no kind of pass to say certain things. But
that's right. That's right.
Because I'm an artist.
I had a show a long time ago. I want to say in 95 maybe, and I had some artists called Backwood Boys come down from Mississippi and do a show over there at Club Diamonds. And I used to hang out with this white boy. He was a rapper, and he was pretty good. And he was one of the premieres at the show. Anyway, he's been hanging around so many black people that he said that in front of my kinfolks who was sitting there. He was like, "Hey, nigga, what's up?" And they all stood up.
Yeah, you don't ever get a pass from saying that. You don't ever get a pass. My thing is this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just call people by their name. Like, don't be calling people all that because somebody going to do you something. That's why I don't even get cool with people to be saying.
How about these young girls calling each other bitch? You know that.
Yeah. That's what I can't stand.
I switched my thing to son of a mayot.
Yeah.
Son of a mayot instead of or daughter of a mayot instead of, that's more like appreciating or evaluating the person's mom instead of degrading her by calling her a bitch because, you know, the goddess of mayot. So I was like, well, that's a lot better. You know, if you want to go off on somebody, you could probably use that terminology because I wanted to cuss them people out just like she wanted to cuss that guy out on the phone.
My thing is this, when they call talking about females calling themselves that, you know, like I tell dudes this, if a chick call herself a real bitch, don't date her because she telling you what she is.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why date her?
I feel glad.
Exactly. They were real bad.
Well,
especially
you're
back in the
with somebody,
back in the
say what?
Back in the MySpace days, they were terrible about doing that. Calling each other bitch, this, bitch,
they're
that.
They're still doing it. Still off the chain.
Yeah, I know.
I
they do that on Twitter
that
now. Twitter now is where they do it.
No, they do it in the flesh in real life, and on Facebook too. They're still doing it wide open with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Facebook and Twitter. Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's enough.
And then the little kids standing around listening at it and watching it and go to school and tell the teacher, call the teacher that. See, because mom and auntie done set up the child. Then the child come home with a notice and call the teacher a bitch, and then they want to beat the shit out the child.
Your mama that, she better beat the shit out of you so that you won't do that again.
It's terrible. They setting their children up, setting them up for failure.
Yeah,
it's like that little girl. I saw this video on Facebook. A little girl had crawled up into the machine that has a little
The toy.
The little stuffed animals in it. Did y'all see that video?
And when
they finally got her out after Dad had broke the glass and everything, the mom walks over and slaps her right in the face because she was acting up because she wanted to get back in the machine with all the stuffed animals.
Ain't that something?
Wow.
They should have dragged her straight to jail.
Yeah, you gotta smack your kids. Nobody said nothing though, because she needed to be smacked.
Well, I know back when I was growing up, like if you didn't had a wild out kid like that and you did not get on to him, people look at you like you crazy. Like, you gonna do something about that kid?
Yeah.
And like, you know, like you better do something.
I'm on a military base, so that's how I was. You can smack your kids in public. You can smack the neighbor's kid that was doing cutting up in the street too. Because nine times out of ten, the moms knew each other.
But I'm gonna tell you something, like real talk. I've seen that in the Black community, Latino community, we hit our kids, right? But I noticed I've noticed just having white friends and stuff that they don't hit their kids like that. What ruined all our kids, I mean all of them, is when you're trying to bring their parenting style upon everybody else. Look, Black kids need certain things. I'm sorry, they do.
Yeah, they do.
They're different children, completely different children. So you bring in, you know, that parenting, they can't hit you. That's child abuse. And da-da-da-da. And that's why these black kids has gotten so wild, because their parents are afraid to touch them.
They got that law in the books. You can't discipline or beat your children. And the kids know it. Mm-hmm. They know it. And that's why they off the chain the way they is. But see, what they fail to realize, the man ain't doing nothing but setting you up for when you get old and ruly, where you ain't had no discipline as a child. We got this cage for you right here. We got this cage for you called jail and prison.
Now, see, in Texas, you know, we can keep our kids here in Texas. You can do it here.
No.
I don't know about y'all, Steve, but here you can.
Oh, you can't do it here.
I don't know if you can or not, but I wouldn't do it in public here.
Not public. I mean,
some things need to be handled privately.
I asked the dude. Look, I knew there was a cop I used to work with, and I said, "Listen, what would get you arrested? I mean, like, what kind of? Because I know the law says a parent can reasonably discipline their children." He said, "Well, you can't beat them in the face and the chest and the back,
marks
and all that." He said, "If you hit them on the butt and stuff like that," he said, "that's fine." He said, "I've had kids call the law after their parents did it and had us come out there." And they showed us what happened and said, "We did not arrest them at all because they did nothing wrong. It was within the guise of the law."
Yeah, talking about whoopings. Let me bring up one of your videos. The father that beat the girls for twerking on the video.
Uh-huh.
He was beating his daughters for that twerking video.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he was beating them. I made a comment on your page there. He beat them girls like he was their pimp instead of their daddy.
I
did not agree with that.
I expressed
cable wire.
It was a DVD cord. It was a DVD. You know, like the DVD auxiliary cable and stuff like that. That's what he went with. But this is my thing. See,
he shouldn't have did it while he was upset.
That's right.
Yeah, he shouldn't have did it when he was upset. I agree with that. That's why he was. But see, the thing is, not only did he get him for that twerking video, he got him for sneaking out of the house too.
Okay.
So it was all wrapped up into one thing, and then
he came at him. Well, I heard he wasn't really around either.
Well, he does the every other weekend thing, and for them girls to sneak out of his house means that they are doing that to their mama house.
Yeah. I logged into the show a little bit late. Can you tell me what your name is?
The Advice Show.
I'm sorry?
The Advice Show.
Which one's who's Nolo Sora? Is he there?
Oh, Nolo on here.
Yeah. I'm so wrong, man. I'm listening. You don't care even to know.
Oh, Nolo's whack.
Okay.
Oh, whack.
What's your name?
Diamond. I'm Octavia.
Octavia?
Octavia Wells Evans.
Oh, okay. Boy, I knew Octavia a long time ago. She was cool. Anyway, your name is somebody cool, not somebody I say, oh, that was a hoe. So, anyway, you good. Yeah, well, you don't want to say, oh, man, I remember Octavia. You know, you don't want to say that.
You good.
Oh, I thought you had came from the YouTube channel and stuff like that.
No, Facebook.
Oh,
I actually just called the show because of the comment that Nolo Sora had made. Because I almost missed the show. But
But oh, okay. And so I thought you was him talking all along. That's what I thought. But I'm glad.
No,
it was
I'm not. I know I'm not Nola. We two totally different people. He from New Orleans. I'm from you.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe she thought I was you, Nola.
Mm-mm.
Man, I'm from New Orleans, uptown. Yeah.
Can't tell by his accent.
I'm not big on accents. I've been to a couple of different countries, and so when you live on military bases in different countries, you get used to a whole bunch.
How
of
often
accents.
Do your show come up here? How often are you on the radio?
Once a week, every Monday.
Oh, okay.
8 p.m. Central Time.
All right.
Yeah, well, like I say, we definitely, you know, going to be...
So, did I hear that right? Did you just say you was Popo?
Yeah,
I'm not hear that story correctly. Did I interpret that correctly?
Me, yes, I am.
No, I ain't said nothing.
No, I'm the co-host.
No, the gentleman whose name left me that fast, the one who I inquired about who was speaking.
No.
Oh,
about.
Yeah, me?
You.
Nola.
Yeah, you. Yeah.
Okay, what about
myself?
No, you Popo. Are you Popo? You
Girl,
police
no.
officer?
I ain't no Popo.
Oh, you said we arrested somebody. You said
I didn't say
I was
we.
Like,
I didn't say we. I said I told the story. I said, okay, I said I worked with a guy that was a police officer, and he told me that there was a kid that called them, and they said they did not arrest the parent. And it, I no, I was talking the third person, not first person.
Okay, yeah, you lost me.
Okay, well, we don't want to lose you. No,
I'm back now.
I'm not law enforcement.
Okay.
Well, what's wrong? I tell you, you got warrants?
Sorry.
He's like, you got one. Wow.
Well, you weren't.
I got
well,
one.
This time show went by fast.
Yeah, it does. The 2 hours go by so quick, and that's why I like talking to everybody, having a good time. Shoot, man.
I sure gonna check in next Monday.
Yeah, well, I'm about to release what I'm about to put out what about 7 videos here in the next few minutes. I put up 7.
What's your name on Facebook?
My name on Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Advice Show.
Huh?
It's Gabriella.
The Advice Show is my name on Facebook. The Advice Show TV on YouTube. Check my YouTube channel out.
Oh, okay.
Wait, can you spell it? Can you spell it, please?
Yeah, THEADVISESHOW.
Okay.
TV on YouTube. Okay. Then I have my website. AdviceShow.com. You can check that out. You get a chance. Then I got
you
my
have
face-
a Facebook.
Yes, I have a Facebook. Facebook.com/TheAdviceShow. Twitter, The Advice Show. Instagram, The Advice Show. I'm everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah. But check out my website. Let me know what you think.
AdviceShow.com. You holding down the place, huh?
Yeah, he's holding it down and doing a damn good job, but I love his videos.
Well, thank you. I tried.
Ever since I found him, I've been addicted.
Well, thank you. Like I said, I tell people, I just talk out of my head. Don't get mad.
You be real. You tell the truth.
Right. Good deal.
Yeah. It's Gabriella. So, you want to come to my boxing matches, Gabriella?
What?
You want to come to my boxing match to support a brother you did?
Boxing match?
Yes, I make that money.
Is this
man.
A date?
Yeah, it's a date.
Ain't
so
that something?
You
going to love connect.
That's Nolo talking?
Yeah. We got money, way money.
That boy say he want to join the money team.
Wow.
Okay, right. His daddy be out here.
Nolo into older women.
No, Nolo, you'll be welterweight, right?
I don't know. I'm 160. What weight class it is? I forgot.
I don't know. I don't know about the actual weight, but I'm just looking at your size. I didn't know how much you weigh.
It's whatever. It don't matter.
Right. I gotta go. Talking about fighting, I need to go hit that heavy bag this week, man.
I need to hit on that too.
Yeah, he hit that, do little MMA workouts. But I've been trying to hoop a little bit more and, hit the weights a lot harder and stuff, Get all cut up.
Yeah, you cut up real nice, though. You sure is.
Like, really? My wife will come with them claws.
Oh, no, it ain't nothing like I just like to give props to what props do. I ain't trying to get at you.
No, I was messing with you.
Yeah. You know, I'm absent. I'm absent.
I was like, give your boy about another 2 months. I'm good. I've been in here to be hitting it pretty hard. You know what I'm saying? You know, I like doing that thing. But anyway, Gabrielle, you got anything to say before we wrap it up?
Yeah, I just posted a link to my fan page in the chat box. I'm on a bunch of different social media sites. I'm on about, I don't know, I lost count because there's so many of them. But my fan page is on Facebook, and it's Gabriella X Assayer. So it's, you know, my name with an X in the middle and then my last name. So it's pretty easy to find. But all the websites that I'm on is posted in the information section of the fan page. So you can follow me on a bunch of different websites because I'm everywhere.
So she everywhere. I was gonna say something, but I was gonna be kind of messed up. I was say you was everywhere like herpes, but that's messed up.
Wow. But anyway, I'm actually about to be debuting in a magazine, so you should. I'm gonna be posting that on my fan page too. So.
Oh my god. Well, anyway, the person talking about Planned Parenthood, before we go, I got a video coming up on Planned Parenthood and abortion. If you don't like me going off on abortion, don't watch that video. Anyway, thank you, everyone, for joining the show this week. Make sure you tune in next week and watch all my videos, watch Ms. Gabriella's blogs, read her stuff, and we'll definitely be back next week. Y'all have a God bless.
Y'all too.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
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 Peace.